It's Galesburg Live, and my guest is Aaron Glasnevich from the Orpheum Theater. And she is the operations manager and a Galesburg girl. Grew up in the performing arts, on the stage, backstage. Piano lessons, I suppose, were a part of your life too, huh?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then you ended up as the operations manager at the Orpheum Theater. You said close to your dream job.
Yeah.
But you like to sing on the side, and Zach and Aaron is your musical project.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's our folk duo.
It's a folk duo. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what got you and why folk? Why that type of why not a full on rock band?
I guess it kind of just morphed into this, and it is actually a lot, I would say, probably easier when you're, you know, have a job like I do and then kids, you know, only have to worry about one other person,
right?
You know, in your band.
Yes.
So that makes things kind of simpler. But
yep.
It kind of came about because a friend of mine, Joe Burkett, who was in the local band Joey B and the Rockin' Papas. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Absolutely.
The Rockin' Papas are still around.
Yeah.
So, but Joe's been a friend of mine for a long time, and he said, hey, I've got this friend that is looking for a female voice for a recording project. And I was like, well, I have one of those.
Boom.
I like singing, you know? So I contacted, you know, Zach, and we got together, and he has a recording set up at his house. And he gave me the songs that he had written and was looking for some harmonies and things on. And I, you know, made up some harmonies and worked with him on the songs. And
how long ago was that?
That was a year ago this past November we started working on that. So
that first day you went in the studio with him, did you feel like, okay, I get along with this guy?
Obviously,
you have a project called Zach and Aaron now.
Right.
So the first meeting was good.
Yeah. It was great. We hit it off and became instant friends and work well together. And we're kind of opposites. You know, as people, yin and yang. So
that makes things work sometimes.
It makes it work pretty good. So that at that point, we took those songs and we decided to actually basically form a duo.
We'll tell you what kind of opposites they are. One can get up early in the morning and come in on a radio show on a Saturday, and one can't.
There you go.
I do not blame Zach one bit for being in London Mills and be like, dude, I'm not playing guitar that early in the morning. I'm not going to do it. I don't blame you, Zach. But you guys should come back next time
and
play for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you're out more. You're out once a month at the Fat Fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have acoustic Wednesdays at Fat Fish.
Yeah.
And there's every Wednesday there should be some kind of acoustic band happening. So we're one of those.
Different than putting on an outfit and going up and portraying a different, completely different person than standing on stage with a guitar and singing songs?
Different, but not completely different. It's, you know, performance is performance. So I'm, you know, I have to think about, you know, my persona as you know, I'm in a folk duo. So, you know, it's a bit of a change, but it's a good change, and I really enjoy it. And it's great because, as I said earlier, you know, I grew up with my dad playing guitar and singing with him, and it's kind of something that I've always wanted to revisit and be able to do myself. So now that I have someone to kind of help me and work with me, you know, in attaining that, and
there's
always
the
having that other person with you can help. So,
yeah.
I've started trying to pick up the guitar and songwrite, which I had never done before, and it's really been a fabulous experience for me. So we're having a good time doing it, and we made an album together that the things that we started working on, that the recording project, we ended up, you know, making a full 10 track album,
right?
So we have that now, that
which we have none of today, which I'm really embarrassed about, but I will tell you this, it's a cool thing, there's social media and so many platforms. You can go and check out Zach and Aaron in the next 15 seconds if you want
to. Absolutely. We're on Spotify, you can go to our Facebook page, you know, all that good stuff.
What is it? It's Z-A-K.
Z-A-K
and E-R-I-N.
Yep.
Zach and Aaron on Facebook, and you'll find probably some music.
Absolutely, yes. There's videos, there's, you know, tracks that you can listen to. There's all sorts of good stuff. So
nice.
We'd love for you to check it out.
Yeah. And Fat Fish, what is the date?
Is usually the 22nd is the next one of February. And I think that the next one after that is also the 22nd of March. And then on the 25th of March, we'll be playing out at the Songbag concert series out at the Carl Sandburg Historic Site.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Part of Carl Sandburg Days?
Perhaps.
Sandburg Days, yeah.
Perhaps.
That's all right. You don't got to know everything that's going on, Aaron. You got a head full of stuff. To keep the Galesburg Orpheum Theater
running.
Thank
you. I appreciate you saying that.
Yes.
I don't have to know.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Throwback. She's the operation manager at the Orpheum Theater. You got to get there. for a show, for a concert. Larry Gatlin coming up.
Larry Gatlin's in March. Yeah.
Is he going to sing and tell stories?
He is. He's going to have a guitar and he's going to chit chat with everybody and sing some songs that everyone knows. So that should be really cool.
Of the Gatlin brothers, that was a part of my growing up. Mm-hmm. Traditional country music, and the Gatlin brothers were always there. And Larry's still doing great and looks great.
Yeah,
and
he
still
does.
Performs great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know how old Larry is, but I've known that name for so many years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's pretty great. And something for everybody at the Orpheum Theater. And then your project, Zach and Aaron, keeps you pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Matt. Yes.
And then two beautiful girls.
Yes, indeed.
And who I always see on Instagram. Uh-huh. You love Instagram.
I do. I love Instagram. I have three different accounts on Instagram.
You
I have my personal one, and then I do the theaters, and then I have the Zach and Aaron one. So
you do amazing shots. Get on Instagram if you only like me. Follow people.
Sure,
and follow
sure,
the what is the Orpheum if you want to follow them on Instagram?
At Galesburg Orpheum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach and Aaron is
at Zach and Aaron.
Yeah.
Z-A-K-A-N-D-E-R-I-N.
Yeah. And then I'm friends with you on your own personal mm-hmm. one, and you got great pictures of your kids.
Yeah.
Great pictures of you and Zach performing, and then just cool shots of the Orpheum that maybe other people don't always like to see. Is that mm-hmm. your thought process when you? Because when you represent on social media, that's representing you and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you represent the Orpheum nice on Instagram, and little nooks and crannies that we don't always see.
Right, and that's those are the things that I really want people to see.
Like, yeah.
You know, those little perspectives that, you know, just coming into a show, which, don't get me wrong, is fantastic. But, you know, and that's another one of the things, too, about the Orpheum is that if anybody wants to see it from that other perspective, or they want to see it from what it's like to stand on that stage, like, we give tours, and Ross McIntyre is fabulous at giving tours, historical
awesome.
Tours, and
yeah.
the lore and stuff that comes with the theater. So.
Right. You'll walk around. You'll give the ghost stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Great ghost stories.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, is that another ghost before when we were talking? What's odd that's happened, like a drape moves when it's not supposed to?
I've seen some things, and other
yeah?
people have seen some things, yeah, that kind of can't be explained. I would encourage people to come and get them firsthand from Ross or myself, for
right,
sure.
Get those stories.
Yeah, there's some weird happenings in a 100-year-old building. There's some remnants of all of the people that have passed through it, I do believe.
You never know. We'll wrap with this. You never know what you're going to see on the stage at the Orpheum. Have you guys heard of these people touring with these holograms?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah, is that something we might see on stage at the Orpheum?
I highly doubt it. We're old school.
Was it Etta James? No, not Etta James. Somebody's doing it with Billie Holiday.
Wow.
So you got the orchestra and then Billie Holiday hologram up on stage, and people are paying money for tickets to see this.
The funny thing is that... a huge star in the theater world, Audra McDonald, performed a show where she portrayed Billie Holiday
really?
To a T and
yeah.
won a Tony, I believe,
wow,
for it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you don't need a hologram when you got these wonderful live
right.
flesh actors.
I'm just saying.
That's how I feel about it.
It's a thing, Aaron.
It is a thing. I know. And I can't ignore it. I know.
She's saying she can't promise you won't see it on the stage at the Orpheum, but no time soon.
Right.
It's just about 9 o'clock. Have a great weekend, Aaron.
Thank Glasnovich. You for having me on.
Yeah, anytime. She's the operations manager at the Orpheum Theater. So many things coming up. If they want to see all the events, it's where?
Theorpheum.org. Uh-huh. Or find us on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff.
All right. It's 9 o'clock, Galesburg Live, Galesburg Radio 14. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Streaks basketball later today. Enjoy. It's going to be 52 and partly cloudy out there. Have a great weekend. Aaron Glasnovich, you too, my dear.
Thank you.